Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
Okay, welcome to Desiree's Radio Show. That's right, I'm on vacation. Actually, I've been on vacation since Friday, but I will tell you what I've done. Nothing. I've been sleeping, and I finally was, I don't know what it is. It's just pure exhaustion. So, and also, I ran out of sugar. You know, I ran out of sugar on Friday, but I was so exhausted, I wouldn't go to the store to go get it. So I've been 3 days without sugar, and I think that's part of it, you know? Like, and then I've cut down on coffee because I don't have the sugar. So it's like a double whammy, and so it's just like I have no energy. But it's starting to come back. You know, they say you can get off any addiction in a certain amount of days. So we'll see if that works, but I don't know. I don't want to, like, quit too many things, you know. I did cut down a whole lot on my coffee. But during the quarter, I started getting addicted to it again because we have a coffee maker in the studio. And one of the people that make the coffee, they make it toxic. They just pour the thing in there, you know, and it's always, like, toxic. And I started getting used to that again. So I went through some withdrawals. Okay, let's see. Hey, Apocalypse and Jackie and Stabby. You know what? I was sitting here and I was listening to that other show for a while. And I started looking over at my mic. And it was like totally dusty. And I was like, oh my God, has it been that long? You know, it's like sitting there because I moved it over because I was working on something. It was like, oh, I haven't even used it in like, it has to be a while. It has to be at least 2-3 months or something. And because it's all like totally dusty. So I was like, oh, okay. So I brought it back over to see if I cleaned it first, but just to see if I could get it to work. It still works. I'm still tempted to put it on eBay though, because, okay, you know, it's actually a nice mic. It's one of those Yeti mics. But I've noticed since I got it, I really don't like it. I don't know why. Like, I just don't. I miss just the headset. I like the just using a headset because I don't like having to sit still on the desk. Sit at the desk and just have this mic in my, you know, I like to walk around and do my shows while I'm doing other things because I'm ADD like that. All right. So I can't tell in the chat. Well, it says there's four more. Oh, it goes this way. All right. Sugar and coffee, not me. I do sound clear. It does sound better. The only thing is I can't move because I don't have the little thing that absorbs the shock. So anytime I move or anything, it picks up. But that's still better than what I had before, I guess. You're usually topless at home? I'm usually in a muumuu. I just bought a new one, too. We went to the Dutch festival, and I specifically went so that I could buy... they have these dresses in Indonesia. I don't know if you ever see. They're made out of rayon. They're kind of like these dresses. I don't know how to explain it. They don't really sell them around here anywhere. And what they do is they help with the heat, the way it's made. And they're really colorful and stuff. So I actually bought some new ones. And I was like, oh, but, you know, you can't go outside with them. Not out here. You know, it's just, I just wear them in the house. And especially during the summer. Because last week, we got up to 108. But I guess, Stabby, you got the same kind of heat, right? Yeah, we got up to 108. So during the summer, I don't wear any clothes except my muumuus. Unless I actually have to go outside. And even then, you got to cover up because the heat is so bad. You know, it's not like other places like, yay, there's the sun. I'll wear shorts and a tank top. You wear shorts and a tank top out here, you're going to be hurting. You're going to be hurting. So you got to cover your arms and everything. There are some people that try to go out there like that, but that doesn't last long. So I did wake up late. I'll admit, this is how bad it is. I woke up at 7, which was only a few hours ago. And I could sleep some more. That's how bad it is right now. It's like, I don't know if it's fatigue or if I overslept or it's just not having any sugar or coffee in my system. Like, I'm not adjusting or what. I'm tempted to go in my car and go to the store and just get the sugar. That's pretty bad. I even tried to put honey in it. I tried to put honey in my car. That was disgusting. Don't ever do that. That was the most disgusting coffee I ever had. So I tried to do that. I don't know. But yeah, so I was checking out the news. I guess there's some bad stuff happening in Florida. And I was falling asleep, like, in between listening to the YouTube where they're streaming. But then they started streaming Fox in it, too. And it's like, oh, my God, here we go, you know. But that's sad. That's really sad. So I was watching that. I didn't realize that it was just yesterday morning. Because for some reason, in my head, I heard that story before. And I know it was like a couple days ago. But I don't know if I dreamt it or what. So I thought it was something old. I'm like, oh, and then I go, okay, well, let me read, you know, I'll read the article and see exactly what happened. And it was still going. And I was like, how could that still be going? Because I could have sworn I already heard this story. But I think I dreamt about it. And then it happened, you know, because it's pretty recent. They still don't have all the names up yet. I was like, oh, that's really sad. How do I feel about that shit in Florida? I don't know. That's horrible. But the thing that gets me, you know, because they're trying to get, you can hear like the propaganda from the news. They're using it as far as the guns and stuff. And my thing is, if they know he was already a danger, they should have took the guns from him. You know, not punish a whole nation for it. These are, I mean, as horrible as it is really bad, okay? But what I'm saying is they try to focus on one thing to try to change a whole bill or something like that. But from what I understand, they already had the signs that he was, you know, something was wrong with him. And obviously he had like a violence within him and they didn't remove the, you know, they didn't take it away from him. They should have removed his gun license and they should have stuck him into something. Because from what I understand, I guess he beat his wife too. So what the hell? That's when I get mad because they give the right to carry to the wrong people. That's on them. They should not be allowing these people to have these kind of weapons just pass through the system when everybody else is background checked. Someone like me, I can't get one. They're not going to give me one, you know? They're not going to give my neighbor one, but they'll give these psychos. So, but yeah, the whole thing is really depressing. It's sad. It's sad. And in my mind, I keep thinking, well, you know, these kids are probably just over there at the club. You know, they're all having their good old time. Because I see them, you know, out here, too. And they all go party. And they had no clue. And it's like, oh, that is just really sad. You know, and it was like a place where they felt safe. Everybody probably knew each other. And just having a nice time. And then here comes little psycho, you know, with his issues, like trying to control people. And so he goes in there. But I don't know how he died. I didn't read that part. Like, I don't know if they shot him or if he killed himself or what. So, yeah. So that was sad news. So I didn't educate myself very much on it. But I did see another thing in the news. You know, Yahoo's for sale. First I thought, is that real? But Yahoo's for sale. Let me see. Okay, yeah, Yahoo. Yahoo goes on sale tomorrow. Okay, it's the original 1994 company, right? Among its properties that you get is the Yahoo Finance, News, Search, Mail, Tumblr, and Flickr. Okay. Yahoo was just not able to make its investors happy. Over the last decade, 60 CEOs have passed through its doors. The latest is Marissa Mayer. Mayer is a talented computer scientist. it's not like Yahoo doesn't have revenue coming in. They do. They just don't have enough revenue coming in to cover the cost. Okay. All right. But okay. Yahoo, for start, expected to capture more than $2.6 billion in worldwide digital ad revenues, according to eMarketer. But that's only 1.5% of online ad market. Google and Facebook control 40%. Well, nobody wants those freaking ads. Like, what part of that are they not understanding? I know they want ad revenues, but no one's going to allow any... They're going to have their blockers up, and no one's going to click those fucking ads. They need to just take all those damn ads off it. You know, trying to control our internet experience with their shit. That's why people are on the internet, because they were sick and tired of the television set trying to tell you what to buy, where you should go, what to wear, right? And then Yahoo started doing that shit. Yahoo has a lot of potential. They're just idiots. They're just trying to find a way to profit in another way. But they can do a whole lot better because, like, look over here on this news. This one actually came out at the end of May, right? And this says, one day Amazon sale will speed up your home internet and save hundreds on your cable bill. So I guess Amazon will be offering devices for your internet and stuff soon. Okay, something with their Wi-Fi and modem, I don't know. I don't know all this tech test stuff, but let's see. But they can cut your cable bill in at least $100 a year. So I guess that with the droids delivering your packages, it's going to be a whole new world. It'd be like the Jetsons. It's the Jetson world. Right? Ads are one thing, but pop-ups, they... Exactly. What's with the pop... Like, no one wants that damn stuff. And people complain about them because half the time there's viruses on them. You know, a lot of the time. So, what did they expect? What did they think? People and users were going to be, oh, like, look, more Viagra's on sale, honey. You know? Here. There's a dick extender for cheap, honey. Why don't you buy... No one's going to click on that crap. We don't want their shit. That's what's wrong with... They don't listen to the people. It's just like this election. They aren't listening to the people. You know, they don't get it. They're just like trying to control. So hopefully the next generation, or what they call them, millennials, by next election, these will be full-grown adults, right? They will be, I don't know, in their 30s, early 40s or whatever. And hopefully they will keep fighting to change a lot of this stuff. Now, I don't know if I'll be here, but I hope that's, you know, that's the way it goes. All right. Sorry, I really don't have a whole lot to say. I kind of just wanted to play some music and hang out for right now. Also try to use my mic because I haven't used it in a while. And I really haven't sat down and done any shows. I mean, I did a couple. I think one was on my tablet. Some in the car, you know. But I really haven't sat down and got really into my radio show. I know it's been neglected. It's really hard, you know. So the last two nights or whenever I'm awake, I've just been posting. I've been putting my products back up on Amazon, Etsy, and eBay, like trying to separate it and organize it. Since everything is off, I figured, okay, I could start from scratch and kind of organize it, because eventually I just start throwing everything on there. But I wanted to keep it separate. So I was trying to keep one like strictly artwork, another one strictly resale, and then some for Amazon, like strictly jewelry or something. But it's a pain. It's a pain. With all the time I'm spending posting, I could have made something else. So, may have to actually break down and hire people. That's what I was talking to some of the people on campus about. You know, we were talking. Like, you really just need to hire someone. Just hire them. It's like, oh, man, but I don't. But, you know, it would benefit me. It's just, I don't want to pay anybody anything. Like, I got my tax stuff, or EIN or whatever number, to hire. But it's just, I don't know. Can I trust anybody to do it? That's part of my thing. It's like, okay, so I give them the codes. I let them, you know, log in to work on the stuff. But what if they don't do it? Or what if, you know, I get trolled or something? What if something goes wrong with it? I mean, I guess I could press charges and everything, but it just, or what if they steal it? Right? But then if I hire somebody, then I will make more money. So it's a difficult decision. And then I don't want the responsibility. You know, I don't want to be thinking about this stuff. Like, I just want to make my stuff. I don't want to do all this other stuff that come with it. So, all right, let me play a song. I'll play a song, take a rest. Thanks for coming by, Jackie and Sin City Radio. And we've got Stabby. I haven't seen Stabby in a long time. And Apocalypse. That was a fun show. I went to that other show. That was pretty funny. And until people started requesting that old music, what the hell? I hate that shit. I've always hated that. Like, all that old music, like old, you're talking like from the 60s, 70s. It's like, no, I don't want to hear that. That's not fun music. That's shit. I'm sorry. That's horrible. That's like horrible. I hate that stuff. I do. Who needs a kiss? Yeah. You know, I was just looking again at the, with this guy. Oh, where did it go? Where did my news go? Oh, there it is. You know, the only thing, I mean, I don't want to talk political, but if you look at the times, you know, the way things are going with the elections and everything, we're going backwards. We're going backwards. And I'm not going to blame the internet. The internet made this world smaller, right? And people are able to voice their opinions and stuff. But I think a lot of the hate that is under the guise of free speech, you know, hate and harassment. Hate and harassment is not free speech. It's still harassment. So things that people don't like gays or colors and things like that, now they have a forum. And I think it, in the real world, okay, outside the internet world, people are feeling bolder about it, and it's just like going backwards, you know. Like with this guy doing that, like, okay, well, let's see. So far, the updated, I look at his picture, and he looks creepy. He looks, I wouldn't have issued him a gun. He looks freaking creepy as hell. You could tell by those beady eyes. He looks creepy. All right, let's see. I guess they caught him doing something at his job or something, and that already should have been a sign. And I don't think, okay, they're saying that it's part of the radical Islam stuff. I think he was just like that. Yeah, he may have been influenced by it and had those beliefs, but I don't think it was the actual group that made him do that. I think he just did this on his own. You know, he already had. But I will say this. As a country, we need to become more strict with the people that we let in to this country. We have to be more strict about it. And I know it sucks. I'm not saying to profile, but sometimes we have to, because we're still in war. You know, our country's in war. So this is not a time of peace. And sometimes in a time of war, you got to do what you got to do. It's just like other countries who are in war with us, they wouldn't let us just walk around. You know, let's say we're not even troops. We're not even part of it. They wouldn't let us walk around their country like nothing when they're fighting us. That's what I'm saying. I know it sucks. It's kind of like, you know, what they did with the whole Chinatowns out here and stuff at the time. Yeah, that may have been kind of extreme. But at the time, they did what they thought they had to do during time of war. Because that's still some of the people's homeland, right? Especially if they're first generation out here. If they're just barely out here, it's not the same as someone who's been here for 3 or 4 or 5 generations, you know? Because that's still they still consider that their homeland. I don't know. I know there's more to it. I don't know. I'm not educated in this stuff. It's just kind of my thought on it. And with all these new laws that pass for, you know, the gay community and stuff, that's where I think it's kind of sad. Because I was just picturing them all out there having a great time. They have all this new freedom, right? And they can all marry and do whatever. And then you have some asshole go and do that. So it's considered the worst mass shooting in the last 25 years. Okay, so the Virginia Tech one, that was 32 dead. This one's 50 dead. Yeah, at least 50 dead, but they haven't finished counting them all yet. So that's what it is so far. And what kind of bothers me too is the media is giving this guy a lot of press. And I think that's part of the problem too. They shouldn't be giving them so much press. Because then you got some copycat who's going to want, you know, to think, oh, I'll be famous. That's what they need to do, is not focus on this guy. Like, maybe just tell who he is and that's it and leave it. I just watched the stream from Fox and they just kept talking about him and talking about him. Then they were giving him press. Do you know what I'm saying? The actual killer press. Rather than focusing on what the community is doing to help find the people, because there are still families looking for their family members and stuff like that. And they all try to psychoanalyze it and everything like that. And it's like, no, you allowed this asshole. He should have been in jail. He should have been in jail getting butt raped by somebody. He should have been made someone's bitch. Okay, a long time ago. And they let him walk the streets. Here's the letter. President Trump will leave his successor in 2024. Dear guy in my shadow, it was a tremendous privilege and honor for the American people to have me as their president. Unfortunately, due to term limits, I won't be acting as commander-in-chief for the rest of my natural life. Voted in every 4 years, each time by a greater and more significant margin, and each time with a younger and more beautiful wife. What the hell is that? I don't even know what that is. Oh, you know, I went to a museum a couple of days ago, or last week, and there's this other article, artists paint mixing videos, you know, which is part of an art. It's the new art, new genre. And one of the new genres at this thing was photographs from your cell phone, you know, just cell phone. And I never even thought about that. Just they're little, you know, little prints from your cell phone. And they had a bunch of art. I can't even speak. They had a bunch of pictures up from different various artists who use their cell phone to create their image rather than your old-fashioned camera with the lens stop and all that stuff, f-stop. And I was like, oh, I never thought about that, putting that for a showing. But there's a couple of artists growing from that. I thought it was only on, like, Pinterest or something, but or whatever that picture thing is. That too. The kids on campus were trying to get me to join Snapchat. I think that's what it's called. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I guess you just take a picture and then it's gone. And it's like, I don't get the fun. Like, I really don't. I don't understand it. So they're just like, get Snapchat. This is cool. This is, you know. And then I felt so old because they were like, she doesn't know what Snapchat is. Like, somebody was like, no, don't show her because she doesn't know. I was like, I've heard of Snapchat, but I don't see how it could be fun. Like, I don't want just Snapchat. Like, what can it do for me? Can it make me any money? Like, that's my first thought. It's like, well, will it make me any money? Will it help me with anything? And then I read an article, I guess, using Instagram to sell your stuff. And they were showing how some of the sellers are starting to use it. And there's a way to do it. And if you have PayPal, if you have your PayPal all set up and you take email payments, which I do, then you can set it up. So I'll try to figure it out, maybe get on Instagram. But the Snapchat thing, I just don't see the fun in it. I'm sorry, millennium people. But Snapchat is like, what? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Okay, so that's it. That's my talk on that. I was wondering if anybody knows another platform. I think Spreaker goes, like, what I've noticed with Spreaker, what is that SoundCloud thing? I stopped joining all these damn sites. Okay, like I just stopped and I was like, no more. But somehow the SoundCloud does something that connects with Spreaker also. There's a way to have them all connect. If they accept that RSS feed, then it'll automatically connect if you set it up. Just like, you know, the BTR just automatically grabs my shows, YouTube, if I let it set up. And SoundCloud does it too. There's a couple other radio ones. I just don't like them because they don't have a chat. Or like they do have a chat. It's like, it's another site. Like, great. I think I'm getting over. I mean, I like podcasting. Don't get me wrong. I do like it. I like my whole radio thing when I have fun with it. But I think I'm like so over it right now. I'm just like, not another damn site. Not another site. I'm so tired of it. But ask me next week. Next week, I'll totally change my mind. But here's some other radio. Okay, let me see if I can find some. All right. And a lot of these connect to iTunes. I know I have a couple of iTunes. I've never even been able to log in there. Like, I guess you have to have a Mac or something. There's Stitcher Radio. I think that's one of them. Stitcher. I don't know. There's a lot of them that popping up. I know somehow you could get it on Google Play too. See, that's just a lot of work. Like, I would have to actually pay somebody to do this because I just don't have time. But I did notice, you know, finally a lot, like, the news stations that are going onto YouTube finally, where they used to block their stuff in all the time. Well, I've noticed that this year they're finally live streaming from YouTube now. Seeing that a lot of people are watching from there, like I did, and I have a bad feeling, you know, if these mainstream companies start getting into the YouTube Hangouts, which was more of a listener-based, you know, I hope they don't change it and make it all about them, you know what I mean, like, and kick out all us little people that have been using it. So I hope they don't do that. That's my only fear. And then they'll try to control everything. Because it already started getting really weird. Like with the music. Like, oh, you copyright music. Now they always flag you and stuff. You can't even play any music in the background. Let's say you have a live stream hangout. And you're sitting there with like 5 friends. And you have music in the background. They'll flag it. And they'll take it down. So it's like you can't even have any type of sound. And I think if they knocked that off, they'd have a whole bunch of nice hangouts. Because right now, all the hangouts are kind of boring, unless you watch the gamers. The gamers are interesting. I watched gamers. I actually watched Stabby a couple of times, Stabby. When I saw your link in like different chat rooms, I watched you play one time. I watched you die a lot. It was fun. I mean, I watched it. I thought it was cool. So I watch games. Other people playing games. I personally don't play games. All right, let's see. Yeah, you'll just have to go and dig. I know it's like Glenn Beck's getting all Mr. Radio. And also, who is that other? He used to always charge all the time, and you can never hear his shows. And now he's on YouTube streaming his stuff live, too. The one that's like conspiracy theory, you know, he's always, like the last one he was talking about Hillary Clinton being an alien or something really weird, something crazy. I just don't know what his name is, but he's been on there. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio is, I bring that out because that was like the first place I podcast from. They've got a lot of investors, I guess, and they've got, they have a lot of, what do you call it? Ads, like that. You get a lot of listens from that one. And the thing is they're expensive. They're like, I don't know how much it is now. $39 a month for like the smallest package. It goes up to like $2,000 a month or something like that. But they give you a call-in number so anybody can call in. And you only get up to like 2 or 3 hours tops in one day. And their sound quality is horrible. You can have the nicest mic and the sound quality is horrible. It sounds like you're on a phone party line, you know, with the callers that call in, which is one of the reasons I like Spreaker, because Spreaker's sound quality is just way better. But they do have something. And the only thing, if you're counting on, like, I don't know, you do get a ton of listens, but I think they're coming from iTunes or something afterwards. Like, during your show, like if you make friends there and stuff, they only want to be there at your live show. And they only want to be there at your live show because they want to call in. And if you're not on live, they won't listen to your archives. You know, it's really rare that they'll go listen to your archives. But like the last time I looked, last week I had 750 listens. And I haven't even been there. I've just been linking my RSS feeds. So you could do it that way. You know, if you pay, and then you can link the shows, and where it says create a show, it'll say create a show, and then you press like one of the buttons, and then you put your RSS feed in there, and then you can pick what shows you want to transfer over, and then it'll just be over there. But yeah, that's one too. That's actually one of the big ones. Yeah. Is who I think you're talking about. His name is David. David. Oh, yeah, Live 365. What happened to them? They're gone? Are they? That's one of the, I think I actually have an account over there. But see, it was like another one of those accounts like that I have to take care of. And I can't do that. No, they're still there. No, they're not. Oh my God, what happened? Okay, maybe they're on Android. There's a Google. Is that how they were doing it? They were doing it through Android. I get it now. Oh, here somebody said, left without warning. I was a broadcaster and they left without warning. Wow. I wonder, did they turn into something? Oh, they... All right, let's see what happened to them. Thousands of webcasters are bearing an uncertain holiday. Oh, I guess it was around Christmas. Okay. What happened? It doesn't say. It doesn't say. They were just gone. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thanks for saying that. I had no idea. Huh. Okay, there. Dang, they just bailed. I don't know, Sin City. Do you go on YouTube at all? I think having your podcast, and if you can somehow put it together streaming through your YouTube, that works out. That works out nice. And you don't have to be on cam while you're doing it. The only thing is YouTube is so strict with the music. That's the only thing. So I never let it keep the shows. But, you know, only like clips, bits and pieces. But other than that, that's the only bad thing. I'm not sure. I think there used to be a site that was doing it too. I don't remember the name. Was it like Blog TV or something? And that disappeared like overnight also. Like it totally disappeared. So I don't know if it's like copywritten stuff or, you know, the back end, they're having problems or what, but to disappear like that. I worked for a company called, I don't know if they're still here. Let's see. It was called PD Quick. Okay. Oh, I guess they're still there. Oh, now it's a different, maybe they're not in, I'll see if they're in LA. Los Angeles. Oh, I guess not. Dang. Well, this company was really good. It was called PD Quick. And my job was, I did their catalog, right? Like their internet. I did the internet site at the time, and I had a book with their catalog. And I did the brochures that they send out, you know, with the prices. And it could be in the middle of the night. Like right now, I need sugar. I could call them up and say, I need sugar. I want some Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Oh, I want... This was my normal thing. I wanted Ben & Jerry's ice cream and a BLT sub sandwich with extra bacon. And then you could get cigarettes. You could get alcohol. And they come and deliver it to your house at all hours of the night. And you can order online. And I don't know why they're out of business. Well, anyways, I was working for them. And I was their call center manager. Right? So I would just make the... I would just sit there and, you know, help when people had trouble with their calls. But then I would just sit there and make this catalog. And I just completed it. And it took me like 5-6 months. And everything was going good. Then we showed up one day and they were totally gone. Everything was gone, like it was closed. And I'll be honest, I was so relieved because I was like, yes, because I hate working, right? And it was like, oh, okay, oh, well, I have no job. I could go home. But they were gone like totally overnight, like the same thing. And I was like, I don't know, is that legal? Like, are they allowed to do that? No, I mean, the only good thing about it is you can get unemployment right away because they're gone, right? But, yeah, it was one of those things. So what I decided to do is I have to make coffee. You know what I think? I'm getting withdrawals. One of those coffee withdrawals. Because my head's starting to hurt. I'm tempted to go get some sugar, but we're just deciding we've got to go work out tomorrow. Tomorrow I start my, I'll be living at that gym. It's going to suck because this gym has no air conditioner. So we have to sit there and figure out when to go. Now, I'm saying 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, because I'll still be up, I think, you know, to try to beat the heat. Because we're out there during when it's peak. Oh, my God, it's hard. I mean, okay, it has good things and bad qualities. The bad quality, okay, good quality is you're sweating like you're in a one of those sweating rooms. So your pores are getting all cleaned out. But the other bad side of it is that you're so exhausted that you have to keep the water coming in so that you could keep exercising. It sucks. And then they have these like 4 fans blowing in different directions. And then when the bodybuilders grab one of those fans, okay, they get stingy with it and they grab one of those fans or stand in front, you smell all this BO. It is disgusting. It's so disgusting. It's like, I was grossed out when... I mean, I don't mind the bodybuilders, but some of them gross me out. And no offense, but some things shouldn't be that big, okay? Like, and if they're taking steroids and stuff, then you know their stuff is getting all shrunk. It's just gross. It reminds me of a cow. Like, okay, I shouldn't even talk about it, but don't do that to yourself, okay? Just do basic workouts. You don't have to get all bulky like that. Because then you can't do anything. Yeah, you got nice eye candy. But then, like, if you have to, like, do love stuff, you can't do shit. You can't bend. You can't do anything. All you could do is sit there like a rock. Like, with nothing. Because it shrunk. Because you took steroids. That's what happens. Just do... I like lean muscle. You know? I don't... Anyways, where was I getting with this? Oh, at the gym. So, yeah. I'm just saying. Oh, hey, Jew, what's going on? Please go screwme.com. Is that... No, don't press that, Stabby. Don't press it. You can't trust... Don't trust any of the links on here. I don't even press any of your guys' links. Because I don't even know. Some of you guys got crazy stuff. Some of them, like, I could tell if it's a picture. Then I'll press on it if I know it's a picture. But all your other funky links, like, I'll never press on those. Are you tweeting, Jackie? So, I have a... couple of different songs I could play. I've got 80s. I've got Christian rock, country. Right now I've been playing alternative music because that's my jam, all right? That's my jam, damn it. I really don't know what to talk about. And wait till I have my coffee. Once that coffee hits my bloodstream, I'll wake up. But yeah, I was like reading the news, seeing what's going on. Seeing if One Angry Jew had a show, I don't see one. Any new loops? I don't know if I got Blondie, actually. I think Blondie's like one of those ones I don't have. We just saw her last year here in Bakersfield. Let me grab some Blondies then. I could do that. Do you remember? Do you know Blondie... Okay, fun facts. Blondie is the first to introduce rap to the general public through, I don't know what that song was called. You know, through MTV. I don't know. I don't remember. But she was actually the first one to introduce rap. Oh, Rapture. No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Dang, what was it called? I don't remember. Sorry. Oh. All right, let's see. Van Halen. It's kind of 70s. Yeah. My brother is a big fan of Blondie. Like, he was just, like, totally in love with her. My thing was Pat Benatar. I was a Pat Benatar person, and he was Blondie. And Def Leppard. I was like, I really like Def Leppard. Pretenders. I saw tons and tons of foreigner concerts. Because, like, every time we went to a concert, like, they had one called, like, Summer Strut. They had, I guess now it was equivalent to some of these concerts that you see streaming on YouTube, where they just had tons of different musicians. And it was always Foreigner, Black Sabbath, and I'm missing one more. That was, like, at every single one of them. And then I saw REO Speedwagon, like, 5 times. I saw Bryan Adams. Journey just once. Journey was the one I always wanted to go to but could never go to. But so I finally saw it once. And then I think it was Black Sabbath, and it was another rock group. They were always at every single concert, though, like every single one. And I actually started getting sick and tired of Foreigner because I was like, oh my God, it's them again. You know, I was like, it was weird. Hot for Your Teacher. Oh, it was Rapture? Okay, it was Rapture then. All right, let me put, I'll put 180 song on. I'm going to go grab, let me go grab the Blondie. Is there a specific Blondie song that you would like? It could be a chance for me to get my coffee. What? Why the hell are cereal bags not Ziploc? I know that's a good picture. I know, right? That's a good question, actually, when you really think about it. Because when you open the cereal and then you have to keep, like, you have to roll it down to keep it closed, they should be Ziploc'd. Because you get weevils and bugs in there and stuff, depending on where you live and how clean your kitchen is. But you could get, it could get stale, right? That's a good picture. That's totally true. You should, Jackie, you should really put that in somewhere. Make some cash, man. People made millions off Post-its. You can make millions off just ziplocking the cereal boxes. What a bunch of cheap people. I mean, you really think about it. Yeah, your flakes get soggy. You know, I haven't had cereal in a long time, right? Because I can't drink milk. Because, you know, everything starts to go, right? It usually starts with dairy products. Well, I found out, you know, the almond milk, they have just regular almond milk. Okay, I'm addicted to the chocolate, but I finally bought the regular almond milk. And now you can have cereal because it actually tastes good. You know, it's not like milk, it's almond milk. And it tastes better than the regular milk. And then I don't have to gross out thinking that this milk came down from some cow's thing. You know, that's another thing why I don't drink milk, because just the thought that it came from their nipples, you know, just grosses me out. I won't drink it. I won't drink it. Just, it grosses me out. But almond milk is just from almond, and you could just drink it. So, yeah, now I could have cereal. So the first thing I wanted to eat was Raisin Bran. I used to hate Raisin Bran as a kid, but for some reason it sounds okay. I want, like, some type of Raisin Bran. And my favorite cereal is Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms and Count Chocula or something. They used to have this cereal. I don't know if they still have it. It's like a Count Dracula, and then you had Boo Berry. So there was, like, a blue one and a chocolate one. And I like the chocolate one because it kind of reminded me of the other, what was the, you know, with the little marshmallow rainbow and all that. So, okay. You put it on Twitter? That was such a simple, you know, that's a simple saying, but yeah. Why aren't the boxes ziplocked? That's a good, I mean, I think they have them kind of Ziploc bag, kind of, in those cheap, do you ever see those cheap big old bags of cereal? Like, you'll see them at Walmart and stuff. They're like, if you're poor, people buy the, like, they have a lot of kids. And there's those big bags with the fake, I can't even think of the names now. Rice puffs? Sugar puffs? Or, Jesus, why can't I think of the names right now? Anyways, it has, like, all the fake cereals. Not fake, I'm just saying, it's not the brand name ones, but they're equivalent to it, and they have them in those bags. And they kind of have a Ziploc on the top. Just on those, though. That's if they buy in the big bulk. Yeah, Count Chocolate. That's right. Yeah. I like cereal. I actually like it. And my... what I absolutely love is the Captain Crunch peanut butter one. But it sticks to my teeth. That one. And yeah, that one sticks to my teeth. And I was like, what? What is with everything sticking to my teeth these days? Like, popcorn is always sticking to my teeth. That, yeah, peanut butter crunch. All my favorite candy bars, like Butterfingers, they stick to my teeth. And it's not good when it sticks to my teeth because half of them are caps, you know? So it's like, oh, man, I have to sit there and try to find it. And if you're unlucky and you get something stuck almost under your cap, even if it's a teeny, teeny, teeny thing, it hurts so bad. It's like, you have to try to get it out. But I'll still eat them. I'll just bitch about it afterwards, but I'll still eat them. Okay, you know what I forgot? I forgot to check out the Urban Dictionary. I check it out every once in a while to see what the new words are that are hip. Chances are I won't remember them. But one might stick. But this one was so gross. The word is shavacado. It's a shaved scrotum of an adult male. You can... And then here's the example. You can tell Johnny was quite proud of his shavacado as he entered the locker room showers. These are all guys. These guys are... You know, they always come with these words about their stuff. You know, they're balls and stuff like that. This one's called a turkey tap. A turkey tap is when someone, usually male, taps another male on the nutsack firmly enough to elicit a short burst of testicular pain. Example, man, I actually prefer getting snapped in the ass with a wet towel in the locker room now that the football team started turkey tapping me after PE. It got like 784 thumbs down, and it has like 1,000 thumbs up. All right. Delete your account. Oh, the ultimate retweet Twitter insult implies something just tweeted was so foolish, moronic, and pointless, the person who wrote it should close their account and just walk away in shame. Okay. A breastie. The best friend of yours that has the same breast size as you. Kim. Hey, look, it's my breastie, Emma. Let's go say hi. Mark. A breastie? Kim. Yeah, she's my bestie, but has the same breast size as me. Mark. Let me forget we had this conversation. Kim. Agreed. She got 2,000... thumbs down. IAFWU means I ain't funking with you. All right. Well, I'm not going to remember that one. A hype artist. Someone who gets an audience riled up and hyped, but they don't have much substance. Like a DJ or a lesser known opening artist before a performance. Nigeria is a hype artist, but she doesn't know what she's talking about. Okay. And before face, the face you make right before you bust. That has 24,000 thumbs down. Okay, these aren't really, really, a lot of them. What's a butt toe? Didn't I read this one last time? Okay, I'm not even going to read the butt toe one. All right, so that's it. That's the Urban Dictionary. That's some stuff. See, just surf the internet when you get bored. That's what I do. I just surf around. Then I go to Craigslist. And then we go to Craigslist and check out what's free. I always go to the free section, even though I never actually call anybody for anything free. But I think it's funny when people give away their furniture, you know, but and they're all trash looking and stuff. It's just better to stick it out by the trash and maybe somebody will come pick it up if they want it. All right. Oh, this is the free section? Okay, driving 4RM Bakersfield to Durango, Mexico. Need a ride. A co-pilot. What does he want? Hello, everyone. Wait, hello. Good day, everyone. My name is Jesus, and I'm looking to drive down to from Bakersfield to Durango, Mexico in about a week. So, take off day would be around the 19th. I am looking for someone that needs a ride close to Durango that can help me with gas money and maybe some driving if needed. Looking to get $150 for gas, or we can negotiate. Check out my Facebook and Instagram. We can meet before we... I'm 22 years young, friendly, responsible. What? That... Dude, what are you doing? Where's your face? We just gotta see your face, okay? Because you'd be a creepy guy. His name is Jesus Soto Ortez. If he can't afford $150 for gas, he doesn't understand. The road trip takes a lot more than that. Yeah, you got your gas money, but you still gotta drink and eat. So who's gonna pay for that? If you can't even afford the gas, you're not going to be able to afford to eat and drink. And then what's going to happen if you help them, you give them gas money and you drive out there? Then what, you're just stuck out there with him? He doesn't say anything about going back. That's so shady. All right. Talk slut. When you mention something you're promoting... Talk slut. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like he just wants money. I guess I'm a talk slut. Wait, what else is free? That was the most shady ad I've seen so far. It's a free ad, but it's not free technically because he wants $150 from you. That too. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if it's just me. It could be just me. Let me close the door. Okay. I don't know if it's just me or this generation or what. What is with everybody begging for money? Like, and this is not normal stuff. This is not like, you know, when people use, oh, can I have $20 for this or that? Like, people literally just begging for money all the time. And first I thought it was a Bakersfield thing, because I'm just like, are you kidding me? Get a fucking job, you know? Like, if you have to borrow... Okay, be different. Let's say you're going out with your friends, and then everybody wants to go to Taco Bell, and you have no money. You go, hey, can you buy me a taco? Or they're like, oh, okay, you know, because you didn't bring any cash or whatever. That's one thing. But literally just going up to people and hinting how you don't have money. But then I see you spending money all the time. But then when it comes to things, oh, I can't afford it. I really want to go. If only somebody will give me $40 and I can go with you guys. And I was like, what the fuck? That is a bad habit to get into. And if you're in college, you don't be in college. Okay, don't be sitting there begging people for money. I told my boys right away, I was like, never beg anybody for money. Don't ask for shit. Yeah, it'd be different, ask me, or grandma or something, you know, but don't go asking strangers for money because it makes you look so bad, and not in a way that, unless you're on the damn street, don't ask. Okay. Don't ask. Figure something out. Figure out something, because you start getting a reputation for yourself and people aren't going to invite you anywhere because they're going to think that you're always going to be asking for money, and it just looks bad. I know this is harsh. These are harsh words, but if you can't get in your damn car, okay, obviously you have a big car, all right? This guy has this big car, like a gas guzzler, all right? What is it called? It looks like a brand new damn car, and you can't afford $150 to go get fucking gas, then don't go. Don't go, okay? Like, that's what I'm talking about. $150. And that's why I talk about my other podcasts all the time. So $150. If I knew I needed $150, I'd take this mic and I'd go and post it on eBay really quick. And I know I'll get some money. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta think. You don't just sit there and like, oh, woe is me. I don't have this. But, oh, hey, I like this shirt. Oh, I'm going to buy this and do that. But then when it comes down to forking up the cash for other things that you have to buy, you say you don't have it. I don't want to hear it. Don't ask me for any fucking money, because I'm not going to give you any. And I'll tell you why. Because when I needed money, no one fucking gave me money. And I didn't even ask people for money. And don't do it. Okay. You know what? I really should go to bed. Okay, what else? I don't see anything else here. Oh, here. Someone's giving a Ford Ranger cell. And on it says, free, take it. I guess those are those tops that people used to put on their trucks. They don't do that anymore. But it's like a camper top. And this one is in McFarland, where I don't know where that's at. But it is 86 inches long and 60 inches wide. And if you have a truck and you want a camper, go on Bakersfield's Craigslist under free stuff. And it's called a Ford Ranger Shell. And then you can put a mattress back there or something and you can like kick back. So, all right. When you're broke and smoking cigarettes. Exactly, Jack. I guess that's my point. That's exactly what I mean. Like, they're buying all this other stuff, but they're saying they can't afford anything. And I see this all the time. And sometimes I'm a sucker for it. It's just, you know, $1 or $2 here. But it's like, you don't realize how bad it makes you look. It makes you look really pathetic. It's not funny. You know, it's not a way to get by in life, to start getting in the habit of just asking people for money all the time. Then get a job, you know? And if you think, well, I'm in college, I don't want to work at McDonald's. Work at fucking McDonald's. If I had to work at McDonald's, I would totally work there. Like, I went by there actually yesterday. We went by there because they have the two Big Macs for $5 right now. And I didn't want to cook, so I grabbed the Big Macs. And they were hiring. They were hiring managers, cooks, all this stuff. And they're getting over $10 an hour. So there's really no excuse. There really is none. I don't care what your education background is. Just get the freaking job. They'll hire you. They can't discriminate. I could even apply there right now at my age, and they will hire me because they can't discriminate based on my disabilities, right? So that and like Walmart, there are certain places that are where they will just hire you. But if you don't want that kind of job and you want a creative way, you're on the damn internet, you're playing games, you're buying little things for your games and stuff like that, then toss something up there to sell on eBay, you know, put it at auction. Just go through your closet and start throwing stuff on there. or take a skill. Like if you know how to mow grass. Who is I talking? I was talking to somebody about this. We calculated the guy that comes through my mom's neighborhood to mow grass. He does about 30 to 40 homes a day, right? Maybe 30, I'll say. Or maybe it was a week. I don't know. But that's a lot. So he charged like $35 a house. If he'd done 10 houses in one day, that's almost $400 a day, which is more than what some teachers make, some people with professions make in a full day, right? What more than some people make in a week. So if you mow houses, let's say 4 days a week, and you're getting $400 a day, that's $2,000 a week. You just suck it up. Suck it up and buy that lawnmower. Suck it up and walk house to house and try to get some clients. And just do that. There's really no reason. There's absolutely no reason unless you're totally disabled. And even then, if you're on total disability, then there are other programs that can help you, right? You can get your disability checks and stuff like that. But even then, I see people at the craft shows of women who are disabled selling their crafts. They're still doing something. I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up is I'm seeing a lot of young people who do this. And I don't think it's the schools teach. Well, I think part of the problem is because they took the arts out of the schools. So that part of their brain, the creativity, like to learn how to problem solve and to come up with ways, you know, where they, what they can do to make money. And, but they just sit there and expect it to just fall into their hands somehow. And you can tell them, yeah, you should go to this job fair. Oh yeah, yeah. But they're not going to go. You know, it's like, well, your life is not going to change. Nothing's going to change. And people have to start turning them away. They're going to have to start telling them, no, you're young. You're young. Your body is able. There's absolutely no reason to be sitting here begging for money when you just spent money, like so we're saying, on cigarettes, or you just spent it going out with your friends, or you just spent it, you know, buying those things for your game stuff. Right? So that's my lecture that nobody asked for. I just went on a rant.